Just before I came in for this mass, Victor, our director of maintenance, came to me and he showed me a review that was done, and of nearly 400 churches in Florida, Mary Queen of the Universe was voted as the number one place in Florida to go for worship. So, not that I'm bragging, but I believe that what happens is that, like we heard at the beginning of the gospel reading, people come here with great expectations. People are always flocking here because somehow they're expecting something. What is it that they're expecting? And I would like to suggest, what is it that people are expecting, even if they cannot articulate that? Because in the gospel, we heard that people are wondering if John were the Christ. So people want to experience Christ. They want to experience God. And I believe that the consistent message that we have from this church is that when people come, is that we say, like in our first reading, here is your God. You can find your God here. And so we heard that from the prophet Isaiah. We look at the times that we have been celebrating during this Christmas season. And we heard the angels going to the shepherds and telling them that their Savior was born in Bethlehem, and that they should go and see, to see their Savior. So in other words, it was the fulfillment of that message of Isaiah, here is your God. And of course, last week, we heard the wise men. They too were seeking. They were seeking, they wanted to find out where he was born, the King of the Jews. And they found him. And today we come again and we hear, so not the message of a prophet, not the message of angels, not the message of wise men, but today we hear the voice of the Father pointing out and saying, you are my beloved Son, and I am pleased with you. So the Father himself is pointing out Jesus to us. And it becomes our ministry, our mission, to point out Jesus. So I always say to people, no, I don't try to preach myself. But as Paul would tell us, I preach Jesus Christ and him alone. So the Father tells us, here is your my Son. He addresses Jesus, you are my beloved Son. I am pleased with you. And so in a little while, or maybe not in so little while, but before the end of the Mass, we will hear the choir singing for us, singing the fulfillment of another prophecy. Because a child indeed has been born for us. And that child we celebrate in his birth is the child that we celebrate now at his baptism. We link these two celebrations, although they are years apart. Because who is this? He is the mighty God, the Wonder Counselor, the Prince of Peace. That is the Jesus that we see. Here is your God. See him. And when we see him, we want to be united with him. And it is for this reason that we unite ourselves to Jesus through our own baptism. That's why we started this Mass with a sprinkling rite, reminding us of our baptism, reminding us that in Christ and with Christ, we are God's beloved children. And therefore, like him, what we need to do is to present God to the world. Because there are people in the world with great expectation. There are the people in the world who want to see God. And the only way that they're going to see God is through us. We have to reveal God to all the people. The people in California suffering from the effects of the fire, they want to see God. Is God going to drop from the sky? No. But hopefully, they're able to see God in those first responders, the firefighters, in the people who are trying to help them. We have to be the ones to reveal God to the world. Are we doing that? Are we doing it? That's something we need to start doing. Think about your baptism, my brothers and sisters. Think about that. Are you, like Jesus, a beloved child of God? And if there's anyone in this congregation who does not feel that he or she is a beloved child of God, please come and speak with me afterwards. I am willing to help you to understand what your relationship with Jesus is supposed to be. Because it is God's will that each one of us in the world should become that. If you're struggling with understanding your relationship with God, come and see me. Let us talk about this so that you can get to the point where you know that you are beloved of God. Because when we are beloved of God, as we will see when we travel with Jesus, all kinds of things can happen to us, and all kinds of things will happen to Jesus, but nothing will change the fact that he's God's beloved son. So you have to come back in Lent on the Sunday when we have the reading of the gospel from the Transfiguration. So come and hear something more about that. So my dear sisters and brothers, this is why this year the church tells us that we are pilgrims of hope. We're pilgrims of hope because we believe and ought to believe that nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. And that is what gives us the hope. That is what strengthens us in the belief in who Jesus is, the Wonder Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And if he's that, then it means that everything will be okay with us. Do you believe this? I hope you do. I hope you come to believe this. And as you come to believe this, may you share that message with all the people in the world.